Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged in the Austin area on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. The podcast outlines several engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, May 11th to Monday, May 17th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We begin this week's podcast with a few quick mentions. Common Ground for Texans hosts a presentation and discussion regarding the outcomes and likely consequences of the May 1st election on Saturday at 2 p.m. On Thursday, the Austin Business Journal hosts a forum called Mental Health in the Workplace at 10 a.m. Saturday at 2 p.m., NAMI Central Texas hosts a webinar to discuss the documentary Bedlam, An Intimate Journey into America's Mental Health Crisis. This will be a virtual panel discussion to learn about the film and the progress and challenges of mental health treatment and care in Central Texas. The conversation will include a discussion on mental health in the criminal justice system. The Austin Asian Chamber of Commerce hosts a webinar on the Restaurant Revitalization Fund on Wednesday at 10 a.m. As we all know, the COVID-19 pandemic has devastated the restaurant industry. At this session, restaurateurs learn more about the Restaurant Revitalization Fund and how they can access support from that program from a representative of the U.S. Small Business Administration. One final reminder that the City of Austin summer camps this year will be handled through a lottery system. To be in the lottery pool for those summer camp opportunities, you will need to register by May 16th. And finally, while this is not a quick mention per se, I will note that the Office of Police Oversight seeks help in shaping the future of public safety in Austin. The Office of Police Oversight is engaging the community to rewrite the APD policy manual. Specifically, the office needs the community's input on the use of force policy recommendations that they have made before sending them to City Council, the City Manager, and APD for approval. The feedback provided by community members is critical in ensuring that a diverse range of needs, perspectives, and concerns are reflected in the policy rewrite. The feedback sessions take place this Wednesday at 6 p.m. and the following Wednesday, May 19th, and 2 weeks from now on May 26th. There are a few recurring meetings this month that we'll highlight. The Central Texas Collective for Racial Equity has its monthly meeting for updates and discussions of equity-related news and upcoming activities to be held on Tuesday at 6. The Equity Action Team of the City of Austin has its monthly meeting this Friday at 11 a.m. Texas Advocates for Justice Austin has its monthly mixer on Friday at 6. The Sierra Club has its monthly meeting this Tuesday at 7 p.m. and the topic for discussion will be food policy in Austin, featuring guest speaker Edwin Marty, the city's food policy director. The CAN Community Council has its monthly meeting Monday, May 17th at 6 p.m. and will begin its assessment of food access during the pandemic and during the recent winter storm, with the aim of identifying resources and solutions to improve access going forward. And finally, the Latinx Chicanx Behavioral Health Network holds its monthly networking meeting for anyone interested in mental health and the Austin Chicanx Latinx community. This month, the meeting features guest presenter Marisa Rivera with Hola Wellness. In this 1 hour community discussion, Marisa Rivera will present a brief history on the relationship between law enforcement in the Latinx community in Texas and bring context to the ongoing police violence crisis. We move on to a few recurring events relating to the pandemic response. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted 3 times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 9 a.m. The YWCA of Greater Austin hosts a dialogue opportunity called Survival Mode each Thursday at noon. Survival Mode offers an opportunity to process, connect, and mobilize during this time of constant community threats and cultural reckoning. Before moving on to our closing segment, I want to share some details about this week's Career Expo hosted by the City of Austin on Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The City of Austin Career Expo aims to help build a stronger and more vibrant community by providing opportunities for employers to fill their openings and for attendees to find gainful employment. In previous years, the expo brought together 100-plus employers with more than 4,000 job openings. I'll end the podcast by highlighting a series of conversations hosted by the Asian Family Support Services of Austin group called Building Community Power, Grassroots Leadership for Change, Identifying and Overcoming Challenges. Every Thursday this month at 6 p.m., there will be weekly conversations on this theme to recognize our communal power, identify harms, and build power within and beyond our communities. The second session takes place on May 13th and will cover challenges and best practices in creating and advocating for change. I will note that this series is by and for those who identify as Asian American and Pacific Islander or any allied minority community. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.